If your name is Jeremy Lin, you attended Harvard University, and you live in New York City, it's understandable that some people might presume you are the NBA star.
Jeremy Lin understands that, but...
I am 5'2 and not 6'3.
5'2. This is the other Jeremy Lin. He plays cello, not basketball.
I've never been all that interested in basketball.
But he can't avoid it now. He's become caught up in the phenomenon of Jeremy Lin. The two men overlapped for a few years at Harvard, and it was there that the confusion about the duplicate monikers began. But they traveled in different circles and never ran into each other.
Now, as Lin's sanity sweeps the nation, this other Jeremy Lin is pursuing a graduate degree in history at New York University, with a focus on how linguistics affect a national consciousness. That's a far cry from hoops.
And yet Lin is finding it hard to ignore the NBA star.
Friends tease him on Facebook.
He hears people on the subway saying his name.
And as he told us, sometimes it becomes a full-blown case of mistaken identity.
I got an email about 2 years ago from a nice lady in Wisconsin asking if I would autograph a basketball for her children. And I always felt bad that all these people thought that they were talking to him. So I try to write a nice mail back and just explain that I'm the wrong person.
Well, to deal with all this, the diminutive Lin says he may have to cultivate an interest in the game of basketball. But until he does, he's going to focus on his studies in the field of linguistics.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.